This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Say yes to Pure Leaf Tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf Tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Welcome back into First Take. It's brought to you by Harrah's New Orleans, a Caesars reward destination. And what do you know, Jeff? We are in the Caesars Reward Lounge. The
sure are.
Atrium level of loge. Loge level, Gabe B. Atrium.
It smells like wealth in here.
Yeah, yes. And I hear you're in the atrium.
Yeah.
Sounds important.
It has to be a nice building if you have any area called the atrium. It has to be a pretty nice building.
Hopefully very nice. Area will be this offense. Fresh new start with Clint Kubiak taking over. And I know, you know, all the talk of the preseason was you really didn't get to see a lot of what it's capable of just because things are kept very bland, very vanilla. You're not really unleashing this true potential of what you're going to see. And I think that's part of the excitement, obviously, going into this regular season. But you could say that I think for most teams, obviously, going into the regular deal is the fact that nobody's showing you much in preseason play.
Yeah, you're seeing, like, the first three pages of the playbook, right?
Just your
like,
base.
Like, very, very simple packages, very vanilla. You're not trying to, you know, especially this year, it seems like DA has been super, super interested in not giving away anything. It doesn't matter what it is. It doesn't matter how inconsequential it seems. He's like, you'll find out on Sunday. It's like, okay, what injury is A.T. Perry dealing with? We're going to keep that to ourselves. Oh, where's Clint Kubiak going to call the game from? We'll tell you on Sunday.
I think it's because we were bragging about, you know what? Dennis has been so forthcoming with information. What a change from Sean Payton. He's like, wait a minute, I'm going to have to be more of a, you know, withhold things more from the media so they don't like me too much.
The tinfoil hat person in me wants to think like, hey, maybe it's because he doesn't want to tell us who the backup quarterback is, and to justify that, he's not telling us anything. Because we still don't know who the backup quarterback is. We'll find out today, because I imagine the other guy will be the emergency third quarterback, and you do have to declare a backup quarterback by NFL rules for headset purposes, right? So, like, you have to at least tell them. So you can't play games of, like, who the backup's going to be, or at least who the second string is going to be. But at this point, we don't know. We'll find out. You know, the inactives haven't come out yet. That's going to be interesting. We can talk about that in a little bit because they're going to have to make a couple decisions on guys who are inactive, and we don't know yet because the week one. But, no, there's still a lot of questions with what you're going to do, and that's by design.
It's kind of wild that the who the backup to Derek Carr is has turned into such a major storyline, like it's going to make that huge of a difference for this season.
Oh, it's not. It's not. I mean, it's a major storyline because people want anything to be excited about, and people are excited about Spencer Rattler, and I get it. I mean, I'm excited about Spencer Rattler. I think the team's excited about Spencer Rattler. But they also feel like they have a quality player in Jake Haener.
Yeah, I was going to say, Jake's over there with his hands up going, yeah. Hey, don't forget about me.
Right. And that's the thing. Like, they had no commitment to Jake. That's what people need to understand. He played himself into that level of commitment. This offense didn't draft him. If he went out there and didn't show it, they had no reason to be like, yeah, we're going to stick with him just to mess with the fans who are in the Rattler hive, right? You know, they bring their you know, their rattlesnake sound makers to the game today or something. I don't know. But, no, I mean, there's in that, but that's the thing. When you have a guy like that people are really excited about, it becomes a very pressure situation for the starting quarterback. especially a guy like Derek Carr, who, you know, while I think that he probably got a bad rap last year in terms of how bad his season actually was, I think it was a lot better than people give him credit for.
Agreed.
There's not going to be a ton of leash in terms of the fans of like, hey, you come out and you struggle the way you did in the week 15 game, whatever, the second game of the year last year, where he had like 110 passing yards through the first three quarters. They ended up winning like 28-6. But it was a very close game later into that game than that final score would indicate. And so, you know, if you do that today, you might get boos. Like, you might get rattler chants if you don't come out and perform at a high level, at the level that is expected of your starting quarterback. So, you know, it's going to be interesting to see how that develops. Now, I don't think the team is going to make any decisions based on what this weird hive of people in the stands is yelling. But it could get uncomfortable real quick if things don't go a certain way.
We talked about, you know, right when we started this segment, about how the offense hasn't shown us much so far this preseason. And now week one is here, so we're going to see this full Clint Kubiak offense on display. Well, quarterback Derek Carr talked to the media this week, and he was asked, how anxious is he to show just what this offense is capable to do this year?
We're really excited as offense, but it comes at it with a great challenge. You know, this is a defense that, you know, really, you know, well-coached team. Skilled players, talent everywhere, and so it's a tough task. But for us as an offense, we've been working really hard, and so of course we're excited to go out there and play live games, and you know, put the first one out there. Hopefully get a win, and then just keep building on that, and you know, hopefully play good football. So there's been a lot of work that went in to make sure that, you know, hopefully we start fast. That's key to us, trying to keep the same mindset we had towards the end of the year last year, treating all these games like do or die, you know, from the jump, and not waiting for a back against the wall type moment to have to do that. So that's the mindset. You know, we're excited, but again, we got to go do it.
Carr touched on it there, obviously, talking about those faster starts, but they do want to, you know, start this year kind of, you know, carry over what they did towards the end of the season in 2023 where they were successful. Carr was also asked, how would he describe this year's team?
I know one thing is we're going to play extremely hard and play extremely fast on offense. Our defense looks fantastic. I told you all what I thought of them last year. You know, coming here and practicing against them, and I think they're better this year. Now we all have to go prove it, but they look amazing. They look ready to go, and there's just a mindset and a mentality that we're coming with right now that I recognized, you know, from late in the year last year. Now, does that guarantee us a win? No, nothing guarantees you a win except putting the work in and then doing it on Sunday. But for us, we're excited to go show our brand of football and show what, you know, potentially we can be this year.
Now, Jeff, nobody wants to hear it, obviously, when you're talking about, well, this is a third straight year of Derek having to learn a new offense.
His third straight year. This is like his seventh in the last 12 or 11. Like, he's learned like seven new offenses in his NFL career.
Whatever. Oh, you're an NFL player. This is, you know, you make millions of dollars. Boo-hoo, you know, kind of thing.
No, I mean, he's got to do it. And, you know, what you can say is he's had to do it before, so he has some experience of, like, how to do it, right? And he has talked about, you know, this offseason in particular, what he's learned over, you know, last year, the year before that, is how to install it in his brain a little faster than maybe it was a few years ago. And he talked about how every day at practice in training camp, he would go out with an assistant beforehand and essentially run the practice. So he was getting, you know, however many, what there were 18 or 28 practices, whatever, in California. He got double that because he was, you know, doing it in advance. And he feels like that's going to help him come out faster because he's learned over the years that, hey, I need the reps. I can sit in a classroom and talk it out all day long. I need to go out there and actually physically do it. And that's helped him. So hopefully that manifests, right? Because, again, like I said, there's not going to be a lot of grace given for, well, it's the, you know, first couple games in an offense, you got a slow start. No, you're not going to get that. And he knows that. Like, Derek's aware of that. Derek,
absolutely.
You know, Derek's going to be a good sport about it. And I do give him credit for how he handled it. He hears the boos when you're booing him. He hears it. These guys hear it. Like, if they're telling you they aren't aware of it, they're lying to you. They are aware of it.
Especially in now, today's day and time, it's just everywhere in front of you.
It's about how you handle it, and I think that he did handle it. I mean, go look at that Lions game. You think that's an easy situation to be getting booed when you run onto the field and having them cheer when Taysom Hill replaces you? No, but what did he do in that game? He came out and led a comeback. So, you know, give him some credit for that. And, you know, he's a guy that I think – from a mental perspective is pretty, it does operate at a pretty high level. Like, I think that's why you have him leading this offense. One thing that he talked about is that Clint, you know, Clint's offense takes a little bit off his plate in the sense of you're talking about a lot more like pure progressions. Like he's not going out there and necessarily having to start from scratch with every pre-snap read, every post-snap read. Like there's a much more stringent idea of where the ball's supposed to go. And if it's not there, you check it down. Like quick. Like the decisions are going to be made a lot quicker in this offense because there's a lot less gray area of what's supposed to happen on a particular play. Right, like either you get it to the fast guy down the field, or you get it to the fast guy in the flat or in the out of the backfield. Like it's a lot simpler. And you might say, well, why isn't that easier for the defense to defend? Because everything looks the same, right? That's the other element. Is the first five steps of every play are going to look the same, whether it's play action, whether it's a run, whether it's a zone, wide zone to the right, whether it's a wide zone to the left, right? And what that makes important is the wide receivers need to be able to block. You need to be able to run the ball with Chris Olave and Rashid Shaheed on the field. Just because they're these slighter frame guys, you can't take them off the field every time you want to run because that becomes a tell.
Right.
That's what was happening last year. Every time you put Keith Kirkwood on the field, it was like, okay, this is a run play. Or Lynn Bowden, right? You can't do that. Now, Cedric Wilson's going to be a blocking wide receiver, but Chris Olave and Rashid Shaheed need to be involved, need to be willing blockers. They don't have to be perfect. I do need you to be a traffic cone. I need you to create a situation where the defensive player cannot run in a straight line to the ball carrier. You know, it's not going to be perfect. You're smaller guys. You're not going to be in an advantage when you're blocking linebackers and defensive ends, right? But you need to get in there. You need to be a willing blocker. And if they can do that and create situations where the defense has to respect the run, even when both of those guys are on the field, this offense will have a much easier time operating out of the play action.
Derek Carr was asked about that 3 straight years now of having to learn a new offense. You kind of summed it up, Jeff, but how does Carr feel about it?
I feel more comfortable starting this time than I did any other time because I was able, through a lot of experience, how do I get ready faster? You know, how do I feel more comfortable faster? One big part of that was reps with my guys. I had a whole year of that under my belt, and so that helps. You know, when you're throwing similar routes, it's not brand new. You know, it doesn't take way too long to figure some things out. Now, there were some new things there's some things and some routes that we were asked to throw and things like that that I haven't done before, so I had to get better at it. We had to get better at that, but for the most part, there was a lot of carryover there. And then I told y'all, like, every practice we had, I would go out before and run the practice myself, you know, with JT and Corey, and, like, we would run the practice. And so I would double up on the reps because it was really I can sit there and study. I can sit there and watch film all day long until I'm blue in the face. But you got to go do it. You know, you got to put your body through the motions. You got to do the footwork. You got to see the routes. You got to see the reads. And that's something that we did. Now I'm going to get, obviously, all these game reps coming up, the season starting and all that, and we're just going to keep getting better at it. But I feel like I'm really comfortable with where we're at going into the season. And I shouldn't say comfortable. I should say confident. I'm confident with where we're at. But now we just got to go do it.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
What is Dax? Are you
tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen. Yes, I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge. Trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
Now we just got to go do it. I think another part of last year, too, Jeff, and I don't want to call it a poison pill, but, you know, Michael Thomas has proved, I think, that wasn't the greatest teammate to have around. When things went bad, ended up being more of a disruption, a distraction, instead of someone that would lift the guys around him up.
I mean, I'm not going to speak to what was going on in the locker room. I wasn't there. I don't know exactly what was being said, the conversations that were happening.
But I can speak to what was happening on Twitter.
But, you know, the way that all ended, you can kind of infer that it was not a comfortable scenario throughout the course of the season. And whether you agree with Mike or not, whether you feel like he was in the right, it was not helpful to a locker room.
Right.
You kind of, at a certain point, y'all have to be pulling the rope in the same direction, and when someone is not, it becomes clear and it becomes difficult to manage. And I think that did have an impact on this locker room throughout part of that season. And I don't think it's a coincidence that they were playing their best football at the end and Mike wasn't there.
Right.
Right. So, you know, hopefully that is something that, you know, this locker room can be a little more tightly knit. I think that's part of the reason you go out to California.
That bond seems a lot stronger this
season. To get everyone in a room, you know, kind of a hold up in a hotel with nothing to do but to kind of hang out and you know, play cards and go to dinners. And, you know, I think people underestimate that, how that impacts chemistry and how important chemistry can be to a team that is either, you know, in the middle of the pack and wins a lot of close games, or is in the middle of the pack and loses a lot of close games, right? And that's, you know, like, people always want to talk about, you want to talk about, okay, this team is bad, this team is good. In the NFL, the difference between the second best team and the second worst team is really razor thin. Like, it's really not that big of a gap, right? You're talking about a 9-8 team. If things go a certain way, they could have won 11, 12 games, right? Like, they were in games that they could have won. All the games that they could have swung that, they lost, right? Think of what close games that came down to the wire did the Saints win. They were either ahead and won the games that they were in control of, or they were in close games that they lost, or they were behind the whole time and they lost. They didn't win any close games, and that's the difference between winning double-digit games, hosting a playoff game, giving yourself a chance, versus having to sit there on week 18 and hope tiebreakers go your way. So, you know, I think chemistry is what this team is hoping can help swing things in a certain direction. And, you know, and here's the thing. Everyone's going to say the right things at this time of year. I don't think that hearing them talk about how great their locker room feels and the chemistry and everything really means anything, because that's the same things we were hearing this time last year, and it didn't go the way you would hoped. That said, I do think that they've kind of dialed things in a little more. And hopefully that does manifest. One thing that has happened this year that didn't really happen last year is they've been doing a lot of offensive team dinners. They've done at least two of them at Derek's house. Right?
Okay.
All the offensive players, or at least the majority of them, get together at Derek's house and they hang out and they kind of bond and whatever. And you might kind of roll your eyes at that and say, oh, yeah, okay, you know. But at the same time, like, I think that is something that they are conscious of, that they are working on. And hopefully that does manifest into more success.
Yeah, we've heard a lot from folks, too. It's like, you got to care about the guy next to you.
Yeah, it matters.
That helps
play
harder for them.
It does.
Not just for yourself.
Yeah.
With the Saints, too, I think a big factor is to getting this, you know, Saints fan base really swayed back on their side is just, you know, hearing from guys like the leaders in this team, like a DeMario Davis, a Tyrann Mathieu, saying that Derek Carr is that guy. Head coach Dennis Allen is that guy, because there is so whatever doubt that seems to surround the quarterback and head coach of this team so much.
They're committed to both those guys, right? And, you know, whether the fan base is another question, but this team is committed to this team. Like, this idea that they're going to go out there without any confidence that they're going to win is completely an idea. In that locker room, the vibes are completely different from what you'll watch ESPN and they'll give you their power rankings. That doesn't matter to anyone in this building. And if anything, that's a scenario I want to be in. I want to be the coach.
Don't see him coming.
I want to be a coach that can go in there and say, no one believes in you but the people in this room, because that's the easiest pregame speech you'll ever be able to give. You know how much harder it is to motivate the team, where it's like, everyone thinks you're the best, go prove them right. You think that's really getting people going? No. So, you know, I think it's a lot easier for a team to really get motivated, get up for a season where they're not getting any, and no one's giving them a chance.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
StreetEasy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. Five-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
If you're thinking about GLP-1s for weight loss, listen up. You must make sure you're maintaining your muscle mass while you're losing weight. Otherwise, you can slow your metabolism and regain the weight. Omisid, a natural superfood protein shake, has been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. It optimizes and supercharges your metabolism so you can lose weight easily. Use Omisid with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at omised.com. That's A-L-M-A-S-E-D.com.